No peace.
No justice.
No peace.
No justice.
No peace.
Today, Al Quds is being commemorated in over 100 cities with millions of peace and justice-loving individuals just as yourselves. It is these values that bring people together of all faiths and unite us in our struggle against the destructive and unjust factions that pervert the sacred views of the world's religions. With that, I'd like to invite Brother Elias Hazanay up, who's a former president of Palestine House.
Imam Khomeini, who reminded us that Jerusalem is ours and will remain forever ours.
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine! I want to also thank the organizers who are coming on a hot day in the holy month of Ramadan to remind the world that Jerusalem is under occupation. It's not only under occupation. The face of Jerusalem is being changed every day, inch by inch. They are stealing homes. They are depriving Palestinians of their citizenship and their birthright.
Yeah!
Palestinians cannot leave the city for any long period. Otherwise, they would lose the right to live there. Muslims who live in Ramallah, 5 kilometers away, cannot pray in Jerusalem. People of Palestine cannot pray in Jerusalem. This is the democracy that they are upholding. They're talking about freedom of religion, yet Muslims who live 5 kilometers away from Al-Aqsa Mosque cannot pray there. Christian cannot pray there. Palestinian Christian cannot go into Jerusalem. This is the democracy that they're preaching. It is indeed shame, and it's shame that we have a government in here and in all Western government that do support this kind of democracy, the so-called democracy that prevent Muslims and prevent Christians from maintaining the rights to pray in the holy places of Jerusalem. This is what we are against. Don't fear the numbers. You represent the world that seek peace, that fight against apartheid. It only starts with one. If it wasn't for Nelson Mandela, we would still have apartheid. So the numbers don't matter. We have to give them an ultimatum. You have to leave Jerusalem. You have to leave Palestine. And the people of Palestine who've been waiting in refugee camps in Lebanon, in Syria, in Egypt, and in Jordan must have the right to return to their homes. We cannot bring people from Russia and from Europe to live in the home that my grandfather built. It's unacceptable. It's not justice. And we will restore justice. I want to remind you of how police work. When somebody tried to rob a bank, the police gets in. They don't negotiate, and we've been negotiating with them for 65 years. We say, get out or you're dead. We give them 2 minutes, and then we start shooting. And that's the only way that they will understand. I am a reminder of this verse from the Quran. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَصَّطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّ وَرِبَاطَ الْخَيْرِ. That's the only thing that I understand. Brothers, I thank you for coming. I know it's Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak, and hopefully you'll have Eid Mubarak too. Thank you again. Thank you. Until the liberation of Jerusalem.
Thank you, yes.
Thank you, brother. Okay.